Second day, Cholamot Pesach, Abach Yeshua Mordechai Kon, Sfiras HaOmer.
Sure, Skala Kol Kod Shazer. Now I want to explain the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and if you forget a day, what that lach is. The pasuk says, "Utzvatam lachem imochras haShabbos, miyem aviyachem asein atnufa, sheva Shabbosos tmimos tiyano. Ad imochras haShabbos haShviis tisperu chamishim yoyim, v'krafte mincha chadosha laHashem." The pasuk tells us that we have to count up to the 50th day, which means 49 days and 7 weeks. And the way to do the mitzvah is to do it in a tmimistic way. Which means you have to do the full mitzvah. The chinuch brings down the mitzvah. Mitzvah shimvav. Mitzvah sfiras ha'omer. Lisboi tisha v'arba'im yoyim. Miyoyim havoas ha'omer. Shehu yoyim shisha osa v'nisan. Which is the 16th day in Nisan. Shenema. Svatum lachem rochus ha'shavos. Miyoyim aviyachem ha'shavim ha'tanufa. And he says, v'minyan hazeh choyva. And the mitzvah is to count the days, each day. And also the weeks. The pasuk says, Tisbur Chamishim Yom. It says to count up to the 50th day. But Omar Gamkin also says in the pasuk in Devarim, Shiva Shavuos Tisbur Loch. You're supposed to count 7 weeks. We're referring to Abaya the Gemara, the Menachos, Mitzvah Limimni Yom, Mitzvah Limni Shavu. The mitzvah is to count the days and the weeks. I hope this will be a halacha very nice, but what happens if someone forgets a day in the sphere? So we all know there's a famous machlokes, between the Bahagim of Hagon and many others, whether the mitzvah sphere ha'omer is one big mitzvah or 49 separate mitzvahs. According to the Bahag, it's one mitzvah with 49 different chalakim, so that you have every night is a separate chiluk of the big mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And according to the Reb Hagon, it's 49 mitzvahs, and each night when you count, you're making one each night is another mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer in itself. The nafkamina would be between the Bahag and the Reb Hagon, that according to the, if you forget a day. If you forget a day, so according to the Bahag, you've got one big mitzvah with 49 different chalakim. So if you miss a chaluk, then you miss down the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to count 49 different chalakim. Whereas according to Reb Hagon, that it's 49 separate mitzvahs. So you've missed out a day, so you won't become a mitzvah, it's a shame. But am I able to carry on and count the other 48 mitzvahs? The Rosh explains the Bahag. Why does the Bahag hold that if you miss out a day, it's not okay, and you can't continue counting? He explains that the reason for the Bahag is that the pasuk says Tamimus Tiena. It says Svadim Lachem Mochta Shabbos Yemei Mevayachem Asevat Tufa Shabbos Shabbos is Tamimus Tiena. So the mitzvah is to do it in a Tamimus way, to do it in completion. So, if you missed out a day, then you won't be able to complete the mitzvah. Whereas the Reb Hagon won't have this problem because he holds it's separate mitzvahs, and therefore one day doesn't have anything to do with the other. The question is, what does Reb Hagon do with the pasuk says Tamimus? So very nice according to the Bahag that Tamimus goes on, you have to have all the 49 different chalakim. And if you're missing one, then you won't be making the mitzvah in a Tamimus way, and therefore you shouldn't carry on counting. But according to Reb Hagon, who says that you do continue counting, so you don't have the mitzvah, but tamimus. So how can you? So what do you do with the pasuk that says tamimus? So the Be'er Halacha brings down a Marigas, who brings down Hashem Reb Hagon himself, that three possible explanations of the pasuk with tamimus. One is that the tamimus is going on the weeks, that you have to do at least one day of each week. So if you count seven, I don't know whether it has to be especially on the actual seven, 7, 14, and 21, I don't know. lasting on each week? Probably not. It probably just has to go that one day of each week has to be counted. It's much more outzoing in the pasuk. It says Sheva Shabbos is Tmimus Tiena. The Tmimus is going on the Sheva Shabbos. Just after it says Sheva Shabbos, it says Tmimus Tiena. The second possible explanation is that instead of just counting on as usual, you say before you count the next day, let's say today's the third, and you forgot the second day. So you do is you count, you say yesterday was the second day, and then you count today with a bracha and continue counting. So at least, so you haven't been mekayem the mitzvah of sfira for yesterday, but at least you haven't missed out the mitzvah of tamimus. So you're connecting to the mitzvah of yesterday, although albeit you're not being mekayem the mitzvah, but at least you're not missing out a day, and you're not missing out the counting of a day. And the third possible explanation he brings is that there's a mitzvah in a mavcha to count in the evening, and some hold even earlier on. Why is that? Because you're supposed to have each day as full as you can have it. So if you count early on, then you have each day will be a fuller 24 hours. At least not 24, but near to 24 hours each day. So according to the Bahag, there's no way of being mashlim. He holds tamimus goes on the fact that the 49 different chalakim have to be together in order to be mekayem the mitzvah. Whereas according to Rav Haigon, these three possible explanations have nafka minus. According to the first one that goes on the weeks, then if you miss out a whole week or a whole week of cheshbon, then you've lost out the cheshbon. You've lost out sphere, even according to Rav Haigon. Well, the second possibility, which is that you have to count of yesterday. You just say that yesterday was such and such, and you carry on counting. If you forget to say that yesterday was such and such, then you're not gonna be able to carry on, even according to Rav Haigon. And the third possible explanation that you're supposed to do it early on in the evening, I don't think we pass Ganazoi, that it's Ma'akov. We don't pass Ganazoi, that it's Ma'akov. But you'd have to do it as early as possible in the evening, and as we see, the mitzvah in Mavcha is to do it in the evening, and the only reason why we could do it in the day is because Kesirat Ha'omer can also be done. The Gemara Megillah says Kesirat Ha'omer can also be done in the day. It's a chatchila to do it at night, and b'diavad can also be done in the day. And the chinuch brings down midin ha-mitzvah. In the mitzvahs we're saying there, midin ha-mitzvah. Ma'ash amal z'chun l'bracha in manachos, she-mitzvah l'mnoisam mi ba'erev, k'dei she-yir t'minus. The mitzvah is to count it in the evening, so that you're able to be makayim t'minus. K'mo yish'am ha-kosuv, t'minus t'yena. As the pasuk says, t'minus t'yena. When are they considered tamimus? At the time when you start early on, so that you're able to have full days. So this sounds like the third tzad of the Rav Haigon. Then the chinuch carries on. Mekol makom pirusha mefarshim shem shachach v'lo yomono mibarev moed lemacha kol hayom. It's not ma'akov. You can still count in the day, but it's better to count in the night. Now the chinuch moves on, and he says, "V'yesh amu shemisha shochach v'lo yimono yom echad." Some people say that someone who forgot and didn't count one day, so he missed out the night and the day, so he's holding by the next night already. She'ein yochel limnois oid ba'ois hashana. He can't count anymore that year. Mifisha kulam mitzvah achas yi, because the mitzvah sphere is one mitzvah with 49 separate chalakim. U'mekeon shachach mehen yom echad, and since he's now forgotten one day, harei kol ha-cheshbon batal, and then the whole cheshbon is batal. Why? Because he's only going to be able to be mekayim 48 of the chalakim, and you can't, and that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is with tamimus is to count 49 chalakim in the mitzvah. So this is very clear, the Bahag. This is very clear, this is Shittas Bahag. Then the Chinuch says, V'lo hoidim arinu shebedreinu l'sfarazu. This is referring to Tosfos and Menachos. Tosfos and Menachos says, it's not masking to this far. And on Mishach Yom Echad, Yema Emesh Haya Hayukach B'lei Bracha. He says, yesterday was such and such with a bracha, without a bracha. And Moynachir on Kol Yisrael, and he carries on counting with a bracha. So it sounds like it's not mashma. It's a little bit mashma said repetitive. But let's start off that it this is the Bahag. The Bahag holds that you start off with a if you forget a chiluk, then you can't carry on counting. That's what he says at the beginning. Then the chinuch says that Reina Shabdrina wasn't masking to his far, and someone who forgot yesterday says. Yesterday was such and such, and today, and he carries on counting from today on, as usual. So this is not. It doesn't need to be repagon. This could also be according to the Bahag. Why? It sounds like it's repagon because it says that you're able to correct it. And I thought the Bahag says you can't. So it could be the repagon would be masking if you say yesterday or such and such that you'll be able to be mashing yesterday. Albeit you won't be able to be mekayim the mitzvah, the chiluk of yesterday, but you'll be able to be mashlim the bit that you missed out. But it's not mashma very much like the Bahag to say that it's one mitzvah. Because we never see in anywhere in halacha the Bahag brought to say that you're able to be mashlim in any way. The Bahag, we see it all around everywhere, the Bahag holds you can't be mashlim. Tamimus means that the whole mitzvah's got to be, it's got to be 49 chalakim together. There's no way of being mashlim later on. And not just that, we're going to read that Mechus Chenuch soon. And he holds there's no way of being mashlim at all. There's no way of being mashlim the day at all. And he doesn't quote the Chenuch to say that you can be mashlim. So if he's arguing with the Chenuch, he would for sure bring down the Chenuch. And also, in the footnotes over here, it says that in Rov Tefusim, they don't have this bit to say. I'll read out without the tefus. This bit to say that you say yesterday was such and such. You just carry on counting. So I'll read out as it says. Well, heard the Marina Shabdrina was far as well. Tosfos Menachos is not masking to this. El Mishach Yom Echad, Moina Achirim Kol Yisrael. He carries on counting with Kol Yisrael. So that for sure is going to be like Reb Hagel. So it'll come out that the Chinuch is only bringing the Machlokes of Bahag and Reb Hagel as we knew it before. That's a pashtus. The Minchas Chinuch explains, goes through, say according to the Bahag, say according to Reb Hagel, there's no way to say that you're able to be mashlim. He doesn't hold that you're able to be mashlim. Why? Because in Mitzvah, he says, I'll read out the Lashon. Din zeh the moinim kol Yisrael kach hamitzvah. The einim echad tali bechaver. Di hayom tamashlama hayom tzarich lahashlim belimnois gam haminim shel esma. He explains that the mitzvah of sefira is to count with kol Yisrael. So today is day three. The mitzvah is to count today day three with kol Yisrael. Tzibur together to count from the oimer kol oimer to the shleilechem. That is the mitzvah. And each day doesn't have anything to do with each other. So according to the Bahag, that it's 49 different chalak, and each chalak is a separate chalak within the mitzvah. And so according to the Bahag, that each mitzvah each night is a separate mitzvah. There's no way to be mashed in with yesterday, because that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a separate mitzvah. The mitzvah is to count with Klal Yisrael each night along with them. And Taka Shulchan Aruch Paskens. Shulchan Aruch, because of this machlokes, and we don't pass it either way. So Shulchan Aruch says that if you forget a day, you're supposed to carry on without a bracha. So according to the Bahag, you're doing nothing. According to Reb Hagel, you're being mekayem the mitzvah, albeit without a bracha. Now I want to go into the a cotton who grows up in the middle, he becomes a god in the middle of sphere. So the question is, according to Reb Hagel, that's 49 separate mitzvahs. There's definitely no problem with him starting off the Svira, although he's starting off Midrabanan, and he's finishing off Minatera. So let me explain. Before, so there's a problem over here, because at the beginning he's starting off Midrabanan, and then he's carrying on Minatera. So the question is, can you be Mitzaref the mitzvah Midrabanan and the mitzvah Minatera together to be Mekayim one mitzvah? So according to Rav Haggai, it's not a problem, because it's 49 separate mitzvahs. So the first 10 days, he was Mekayim in the Drabanan Dikwe, mitzvah chinuch. And then he carried on in the Daraisa Dikwe, to count Svir. Whereas according to the Bahag, that's one big mitzvah. So the first 10 days have a lot to do with the other 39 days. So therefore, the question is, so the mitzvah chinuch brings Hakira whether you're able to be Mitzaref for the two. Do we say that since the beginning you started off Midrabanan, and now you're carrying on Minatera, so they can't be Mitzaref? The Mitzvah Drabanan and Draisa, Cholokim of Draisa, of Drabanan and Cholokim of Draisa together can't be Mitzaref. Or do we say, since he's counted, who cares whether it's Midrabanan, who cares whether it's Draisa? He's counted, he's at least with the Cheshbon, he's doing Tamilas. So, okay, very good. So the Mechitz Chinuch writes, he says, Mesabra to him, that's not a problem at all. Umatzina b'mordchev in Megillah. He brings down the Mordchev in Megillah. Tamachuyev midrabanan, moitzi hachiv minatera. Someone who's mekayim something midrabanan is mekayim, a mitzvah, could be mekayim, derais and a drabanan dikawai, as we see. Tamachuyev midrabanan, moitzi hachiv minatera. We see by Kiddush that you're able to be, Kiddush is a mitzvah minatera, and we see you're able to be Mekayim, a mitzvah minatera, with a Kiddush, in a Zman Drabanan, from Plaga Mincha Lumana, which is, Dereza is not okay, but Midrabanan, it's a Zman that Drabanan says it's Shaykh to the night already. I don't understand how it works, how Dereza could be done in the time of Drabanan. But the Mordechai brings down that you can. There is such a thing as being, as adding on from having a derais and a drabon and dikawai. That drabon and derais could be mitzaref. And therefore, he wants to bring from there, imkayim, kamo diyotz v'kiddush shabbos, bizman drabon, just like we see by Kiddush on Shabbos, you're able to be mekayim in bizman drabon, imkayim, v'katan shenis gadil, al kaponim igir l'chinuch koydim. Akraponim, he was definitely Mekayim the Drabonon way of Chinuch before. But Vada Moyel Ozazman Shamachuy Midrabonon Lias Chayev Achach Menater. Ve'ina Cheshbon Bachel. He says that even though it started off Midrabonon, now it's Midraisa, they could just like we see by Kiddush, it's okay to be Mitzaref Drabonon and Draisa. So to over here, you're able to be Mitzaref Drabonon and Draisa, even though when it's part of one mitzvah. And therefore, he holds that even according to the Bahag, it's okay for a cotton to start off to count with a bracha all the way through. Because you're able to be Mitzaref, Drabon and Dreisa. And he's carrying on, he's doing the whole sphere, and it's not a problem of Tamilas. That's what he says. Now, what about Eved, who is Nishtachar, who becomes free in the middle of the sphere? So he started off, it's a bit different to a cotton, because a cotton was Chayiv Midrabon. And then he's Chayiv Minatar when he becomes a Gadol. However, Eved starts off Potter, but he's able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, like Isha. It's a Mitzvah Seisha's Mangrom, and therefore he's able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, but he's not Chayiv. But later on, he's Chayiv. So the question is, can he be Mitzaref? The Mitzvah Chinuch asks, make a Chakira, whether you're able to be Mitzaref the beginning where he wasn't Chayiv, to the end when he becomes free, which then he is Chayiv. And he says, "Well, here near Lahav Yirayak says Lidinzer Mir Vamos Perakabali Vintai Hoyle Bonim Begirose Viniskayo Kiman Zamiochos Kamitzur Shapur Rivi." He explains from a ger before he when he was a goy, he had children. A goy isn't part of the seven mitzvah in earth to have children Pur Rivi, but. Now that he's done it, so he had children when he was a guy. Now he becomes a guy. So now he is mitzvah on mitzvah's peruv as being yid, like everyone else. So the Gemara in Havad Ibn Tenivamba says that you're able to be Mitzdarif the bit, even though he had the children before he was Niskaya, he's able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah or Periphery, as long as his children are still alive now. Because the Maaseh, he brought children into the world, and he's Mekayim now, because there's children in the world because of him, and that's how he's Mekayim. And therefore he's able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Now coming to us, the Eved who is Nishtachar, who became free in the middle of the Sefira. Afalpi the Ato Chalalov Minatara Achiyuv, Mekoydim Ahoya Pata, even though before he was Pata and now he's Chayev. So, L'chayra, maybe you won't be able to add it up. But he brings a Raya from Ger, that even though he wasn't L'chayv before, but the fact that he's Mechayev now is able to be Mustarif, that it, the whole way through, it's as if he was Chayev all the way through. Mikal Mokim HaMitzvah Sha'asa, also a Ato, it counts up with to him now. Gam Kein, Deloi Bakla Cheshbam Chayev Minatar, Kein Nere La Nez Daiti. So he says that even though he wasn't Mechayev actually when he did the Mitzvah before, but since now he's Chayev, he's able to add it together, and it's as if the whole time he was Chayev. So, he was the whole time Chayev, and he did it with the Cheshbon. He didn't miss out any days. Therefore, it's not a problem to carry on counting all the way through.